The man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
The jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
Come on, get that set.
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. You go down there looking for justice, that's what you find. Just us.
Welcome to another edition of Crossroads Today. Now here's your host, Roach Brown.
Good morning and welcome to Crossroads. We come to you every Tuesday at the same time. We want to thank you for tuning in to a show that's been on the air for 17 years. And at 17 years, we missed four times. And today we have a guest. This is the fifth time that the guest we had scheduled wasn't able to make it due to a family emergency. So we're just coming to you this morning, Martine and I, and asking you to open up the phones, that you call them with questions or comments about what's going on, about what's happening with D.C., the laws is coming down, and about this is the 70th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. So you can call in with your questions and comments. As we said, this from time to time, situations like this occur where I guess, for whatever reason, can't make it. So we have to make do while on the air. And we got a dynamite pitch partner who is going to wake you up.
Merry Christmas, Roach, and to your audience. Thank you all so much for joining. I know that you're going to have an intriguing show with all the call-ins and the people that are listening. Just wanted to remind people that this is the last opportunity of end-of-year giving that you can do, pledge and support this great show. If you appreciate and enjoy Crossroads, we have a goal of $500 between now and 11 a.m., 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, wpfwfm.org, or Cash App, $WPFW. They do tremendous work for this community here in the DMV, across the nation, and around the world. They talk to people in Australia and other and across the nation, like California, Pennsylvania, whatever it is, and to really illuminate and amplify the issues that deal with returning citizens and more. So please support this show. Please let Roach and Martine and Nikichi know how much you appreciate the good work they do.
And then before we did the grapevine, our co-host Nikichi is not with us. She's in Ghana. Boy, that young lady is all over the globe. Our show goes around the world, and Nikichi must be going around trying to talk to the people that reach us around the world, because we have trouble keeping up with it. She's everywhere, our co-host, and she's a dynamic attorney, and I want to thank her. In fact, she's been on the show. This is almost 10 years doing this show with Nikichi. So we want to thank you and have a safe trip while you're over in Ghana, Nikichi. In fact, me and Martine plan to go, if we ever get our coins right, so we can go to Ghana and Nigeria and see the motherland. But before we start, we'll open up with what we call the grapevine, information that you can use. The grapevine. There are now 2.2 million prisoners in federal, state, and local prisons in the U.S. Another 4.5 million people are under probation and or parole, more than the number of people imprisoned on Stalin's gulags or enslaved at the peak of slavery in America. There are 4,575 prisons in operation in the U.S., more than colleges, more than four times the number in Russia, which at a distant second place has 1,029. The United States has spent $300 billion since 1980 to expand its prison system, even though violent crime has been dropping precipitously for nearly two decades. The cost to end homelessness in the United States would be about $20 billion. The cost to end world hunger, $40 billion. The cost for free education in the United States, $80 billion. American taxpayers have sent Israel $320 billion, $10 million a day. Can some of that money be spent here at home to resolve some of our issues here in this country? Trump has removed Martin Luther King Day and Juneteenth as holidays that include free entrance to national parks and replaced the free entry days with his own birthday instead. You can no longer enter national parks for free on Martin Luther King Day or Juneteenth. The Trump administration has removed Martin Luther King Day and Juneteenth as holidays that include free entrance to national parks, adding the president's birthday instead. State prisons are turning away visitors after scanners pick up their tampons. Prisons are turning away visitors after scanners pick up the tampons. Guards demand body scanners to cut down on contraband. Now they're turning visitors away over their hygiene and medical supply. Excuse me. Visitors to New York State prisons now must pass through body scanners in order to qualify for a full contact visit in which they can sit at a table with the incarcerated loved ones and touch them. Attorneys, advocates, and legislators say they have repeatedly heard stories when New York State prison agencies started requiring most people to go through scanners before visits with their loved ones. The agency implemented the body scanning policy shortly after the three-week correctional officer strike in March, and advocates say they started hearing high numbers of complaints over the summer. The scanner rollout was one of the striking officers' demand, aimed at reducing cavity searches and alleviating what they describe as high numbers of visitors smuggling drugs and other contraband into the facilities. Officers themselves are a steady source of contraband. And most New York State prison guards refuse to go through the body scan themselves. The scanners use visitors now must pass through body scanners in order to qualify for a full contact visit in which they can sit at a table with their incarcerated loved ones and touch them. The scanners use X-ray imaging to identify physical abnormalities, including items under someone's clothing and inside their body. Under the new body scanner policy, only publishes an official directive as is unable to clear body scanner screener, though it doesn't define what it means to clear the scan. Guards are turning visitors away after their body scans pick up normal anatomy, medical conditions, and predictable artifacts. Protocols with respect to scanning and visitation do not appear to take into account that women menstruate and need to use menstrual products and will frequently have tampons or other reproductive health care devices in their body cavities. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision did not answer the questions, but instead sent a statement detailing its visitation and mail security policies. Contraband such as drugs and weapons continue to produce violence in prison. And that's been what we call the grapevine. Now that's the end of the grapevine. And now we get to another segment of the grapevine by my esteemed partner, best friend, wife, and... Oh, you're my best friend and wife.
That's correct.
Well, thank you. Here you go. She got something she wanted to share on grapevine.
Okay. Today, Tuesday, December the 17th, from 5 to 7 p.m., we want you to stay on this radio station, Heal DC Special. This is the 70th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. Lessons for now. For more information, please call 202-588-9739. Or be sure to tune in to WPFW at 5 p.m. today for this awesome, awesome Lessons for Now about the Montgomery bus boycott, which is right in tune with the commentary that I wrote yesterday. And we will open the phone lines to get your views and opinions. The Montgomery bus boycott was a political and social protest against the policy of racial segregation in the public transit system of Montgomery, Alabama. Blacks had to ride in the back of the bus and get up if no seats were available to whites. From December 5, 1955 to December 20, 1956, no black people rode the buses. That 382-day bus boycott bankrupted the Montgomery bus system. Black people have always been an essential mainstream in every economic vehicle in America, from the industrial prison complex to discriminatory practices in all aspects of society. We can change this. Black people, boycott is an effective tool. Boycott can be a lifestyle, as this country has intentionally continued to treat Black people unfairly. Your dollar is more powerful than you know. We got the power, people. Believe it. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did. It never will. Frederick Douglass.
And thank you. That was a powerful commentary written by Mertin.
No, wait.
Thank you. I'm having trouble with my with your cough. As we said at the top of the show, we don't have a guest this morning because our guest called and was dealing with an emergency and calling the last minute of the council. So what we're doing is opening up the phone now that you're calling to talk about the boycott or with some of the things we talked about in the grapevine, about what's happening around the country, the impact of the present administrations on our particular population, and the over 6.5 million people who was under criminal justice supervision somewhere in America. And as I said, and that's more people than was in at the peak of slavery. Over 6.5 million people are impacted black by the criminal justice system. So, and this is Christmas, folks, and for all of you who are listening, the late Myron Barrett in mayor of D.C. was a personal friend even before he got to be mayor. And I wrote a couple poems and plays about prison and Christmas. And I wrote five versions of the Christmas story. And this is one that Myron Barrett liked to hear. And I hope Mike would put on that piece, Mike, so we could have a little musical background. The story is called The Christmas Story. It all began on a cold and snowy night, and the hawk was mean outside. The temperature was dropping fast, and there was no one on the streets. All the Christmas was in the air. There was a Salvation Army Santa Claus on the corner hollering, "Merry Christmas," for the last time, as he began to pack up his things and put his belt away. Across the street, on the doorstep of a church, huddled up in the doorway, shivering from the cold, was a soon-to-be mother, recently unemployed and evicted from her home. She hadn't eaten days and hadn't heard from the father of a son of a soon-to-be-born baby. Alone in a strange city, she knocked on the front door of the church, but no one answered. Slowly, the tears began to run down the sides of her cheeks. She pulled the thin jacket up tight around her shoulders. A drunk sitting on the curb not far away was singing, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas." As he stumbled, trying to stand up, he noticed her huddled up into a ball, shivering on the front steps of the church. It was too cold for anyone to be outside. He was on his way to find a place to lay his head. His heart went out to her, and together they began to walk, looking for a place, any place to keep warm. Not far away on a deserted parking lot, they found an old abandoned car, unlocked. Taking off his coat, he wrapped it around her for comfort and warmth. The hawk was really blowing outside on this cold Christmas Eve night on a deserted parking lot in an old abandoned car is where he was born. Outside the car, there was a bright light. A fire was raging in an old trash can started by the drunk to keep the mother and her newborn son warm. The clock had struck midnight, and all over the city, church bells were ringing. A light snow was falling. A chill was in the air. Traffic had come to a stop all over town. People were coming out of their houses and not knowing why, but there was something in the air, something you could feel, that this wasn't no ordinary Christmas Eve. The fire the drunk had started in the trash can had attracted a lot of attention. It was the sound of a baby crying that drew everyone to the car. Looking inside, they saw the mother and her newborn son lying there wrapped in the coat provided by the drunk. The baby had a look in his eyes that you could not quite describe, and a smile on his tiny face that was peaceful and yet wise. The inside of the car had a glow. It didn't come from the fire in the trash can. The glow came from an aura that began to grow and grow, surrounding the mother and her baby. Even the drunk was affected by it. He began to change right before your eyes. The years began to roll backwards from his face to a time when he was younger. The drunk bundled the mother and her son up in his old coat, and along with the crowd standing around, they went back to the church, which was now open. The church at this time was packed full with people, and all the way out to the sidewalk, around the corner for as far as the eye could see, people of every race, color, size, and shape. The baby was placed in the front of the church at the foot of the altar. This was a very special Christmas. The air was charged with electricity, and love was everywhere, and everywhere you turned, people were hugging and kissing. Church bells was ringing, old ladies was crying, and the choir began to sing, we thank you for this special day. You gave us your son and washed our sins away. On this day, your will is done. We give praise for your heavenly son. Merry Christmas. And that's the Christmas story, the one of four that I wrote. And this was Marion Barr's favorite. So I thought it'd be appropriate to share this story with you at Christmas. And for those folks who are familiar, I received a presidential commutation on Christmas Day. And all year long, I say Merry Christmas to people all over the city, all across the country, no matter where. I get cursed out. A week don't go by that somebody will misinterpret or whatever. I don't understand where I'm coming from. And they will curse me out and say, but that's a good cursing out. Because what I felt when they let me out of prison serving a life sentence on Christmas Day, that joy I felt, I try to share that every day with somebody. You might understand it or don't. But to me, every day is Christmas, and I like to have that Christmas spirit all day, every day with anybody and everybody to say that what I felt when they let me out from a life sentence was a feeling that you cannot duplicate. And I just try to share that feeling with other folks and say, Merry Christmas. And this is my time of the year. We've for the past 12 years before the COVID, we fed hundreds of people at Wilson's Restaurant right across from Howard University Hospital. Over thousands of people we fed in 12 years. Yeah. We got a little help, a little support. Some, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is on Christmas we give. We give every day, all year. But on this day, Christmas, it don't have nothing to do with your religion, your politics. It's just about people being people and treating people how you want to be treated on Christmas. If we can expand that to be every day, that's why we say Merry Christmas. And for those folks who want to call in and share a comment with Mertine and I, Nikichi is in Ghana and she won't be joining us. We ask her, can she call back? But it depends on the time factor and access and accessibility to being able to get to a telephone. So the phone number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And we'll take a brief break, come back, and throw it to our pitch partner, the world famous Mayuki Williams. Good morning, Mayuki. And here you got it again, young lady. Are you there, Mayuki?
Yes, I should unmute.
Okay.
Thank you for that lovely explanation and why it is that you use Merry Christmas all throughout the year. That was a really wonderful, beautiful thing. Thank you very much, Roach. And thank you, Martine, for encouraging people to use their power and understanding that though all these things are happening rapidly in front of our eyes, these negative, terrible things are happening, that we have the power to change it. And that's one of the things WPFW is so important for, because So with WPFW, you get the information, you get the inspiration on how to make this difference, how to make these changes. If you believe in WPFW, if you appreciate Martine, Nikichi, and Roach, please just take a minute now, go to the website at WPFWFM.org or call 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, or go to Cash App and make a pledge of support to Crossroads. Again, the goal is $500. We want to thank Mark from Washington, D.C., who thanks you for all the great programming. We thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for getting us started. Help us get over there. This show should produce tons and tons of support. We know that you'll come through for them because Martine, Roach, and Nikichi, they do such a brilliant job. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org. And again, as Roach explained at the beginning, this is live radio, and guests that are scheduled sometimes don't show up. But he still, that the information he just shared about himself was really beautiful and really compelling. And that's the authenticness of the show, the authenticness of Roach Brown and Martine and the work that they do. It's really, really critical. It's important. So please support it. 202-588-9739. We'll continue with Roach and Martine.
You know, one of the things we want to talk about during this time of year, a lot of folks want to go to prisons to see their loved ones, but because of the economy and how far away, they send D.C. prisons 2,000-3,000 miles away. So the only form of communication they have is telephones. And this is a time of the season that the big companies that own telephone systems in prisons and jails make the bulk of their money, because guys and women want to communicate if they can't see their loved ones. They pick up the phone. And folks, the prices they're charging to rip people off on this telephone. And phone companies are taking money away from you and your loved ones. Human Rights Defense Center are gathering information about the business practices of telephone companies that connect prisoners with their friends and families on the outside. Does the phone company or jail or prison at which you have been incarcerated overcharge by disconnecting calls? Do they charge excessive fees to fund the accounts? Do they take money left over in the accounts if it is not used within a certain period of time? And folk, when I heard this, it blew me away. If you get a debit card from the prison, these prison telephone companies, if you don't use a card within a certain period of time, they take the money out of your card for lack of usage. They can end your phone call anyway, charge you, and cut the phone off, and you still got to pay for the full 15 to 20 minutes. So it's a big ripoff of telephone systems all over the country for those men and women in institutions. And this is the time of the year that most prison telephone companies make the bulk of their money during Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you have any concerns about the unfair practices and what they're doing to you and your loved ones and the outrageous charges that they are imposing on you, you can contact the Human Rights Defense Center. Just Google them, look them up, Human Rights Defense Center. They need to make sure that enough folks are joining in on their lawsuit to stop these high, exorbitant, expensive, outrageous telephone charges that are bankrupting families. So that's the Human Rights Defense Center. You can Google them and find out all the information you need to know about what, how you can participate and stop some of this unfair ripoff that's happening to us all over the country. The phone number to call is 202-588-0893. We're here live. Oh, yeah, we're coming to you from our house. Because of Zoom, we are able to stay home and broadcast live from our basement. So it is refreshing. It saves us a lot of time and wear and tear on our vehicles. And it's really comfortable to come to you from home. So if you got any questions or comments, you want to talk about what we just talked about, you want to discuss some of the things that we hit on the grapevine, you're more than welcome to. If you want to talk about the Christmas story, in fact, I wrote a play called Christmas in Time, and I wanted to put it on this year, but we weren't able to get the money. So next year, we'll put on this play called Christmas in Time. It was a play written in Lawton for Lawton inmates on Christmas Day, and it shows how Prisoners Spent Christmas in Lawton. It also gave you a different version of the Christmas story. I gave you one version, and we also talked about the Black Christmas, what it means to be a Black Christmas. A Black Christmas, we wrote it 50 years ago, means that there's no one, someone is missing on Christmas Day on a Black Christmas. And it tells you a few other events that happen when you experience a Black Christmas. It don't have nothing to do with race or politics. It has something to do with living, social conditions, unemployment, homelessness, being broke. A Black Christmas is when you don't have nothing. And we got a lot of folks right now who are experiencing a Black Christmas. And what we're trying to do is to share that Christmas spirit. As I said at the top of the show, we've fed people for about 12 years. We didn't, and very few people participated and gave us money. We provided jackets, coats to folks. We took food to people. We went up to Walter Reed, and we used to feed the wounded warriors of Walter Reed on George Avenue.
That's right.
So every year, before that COVID hit, folks, we worked like dogs. And all the thing that we got is thank you. That's how we get paid, people. I can have a pocket full of money and feel lonely. But when somebody walk up to you and say, thanks, I was really hungry today, man. That puts money in our soul. That puts spirit in our pocket. And it makes us keep on doing what we're doing. We want to do the same, continue the same things. If you want to help us, you can go to our website and see how you can chip in or help us out. But believe this, folks, there's a lot of folk who will not have a pleasant Christmas. It will be a Black Christmas. And next year, we'll put the play on. Hopefully, we have it every year. Christmas in Lawton. So you understand and experience what it's like to be incarcerated on Christmas Day and how these men and women dealt with and adjusted to be without their family members. This is a special time of the year. This is my time of the year. This is my Christmas. And everybody, and the little kids see me come and say, Mommy, here come Mr. Christmas, and it ain't even Christmas. It's in the middle of July. It don't make no difference. However you want to interpret it or receive it, it's always about being positive, helping somebody, and sharing goodwill, and hope you can feel what we feel when they let us out on Christmas Day. That was a feeling over 40, 50 years ago. And I still feel good about being home and being Christmas.
And those of us, you can go to Roach's website, yournewbeginningsdc.org. Learn more about his story and his commitment, the work that he has done since he has been out of prison. And even the way we met is miraculous. He was out on furlough, and that's how we met. I was 19.
And I was 12.
So it's really been an amazing journey. We've got Courtney online who would like to say something.
Come on, right? We can take our first caller. You're on air, young lady.
Good morning, Mr. Roach and Ms. Martine. This is Courtney. And to the audience, this is DJ Mysterious. You might remember me from Soul Conversations and the occasional cameo on Capitol Hill, as well as Bobby Robson Friends. I'm just here to remind everybody, one, and on this day, since we're having a special this afternoon about the Montgomery bus boycott, in light of the anniversary, I want to remind everybody that there is also a holiday season boycott going on. For more information on that and on the kinds of companies that that are better alternatives, go to the February 18th article in Newsweek. That being said, business out of the way, I just need the audience to understand that one thing I really never mentioned on the air before is that I do consumer activism. I will gravitate towards certain businesses with more ethical business practices as a consumer and pull away from those that don't recognize human rights both here in this state, here in the DMV, as well as abroad. So that being said, use that for WPFW. That's right. WPFW is a nonprofit station. So what you can do by donating, because if you have something extra, you're subscribing to something that is corporate and does not tell you the news about the news that you hear on the grapevine. So Mr. Roach and Ms. Martine actually go out in the community and dig for these events. They go and attend these events. They see these things happening. People call them personally and say, hey, this is happening, or this happened did you know that this happened in legislation today, both local and federal? They, as well as reading news sources, reliable news sources all the time, things that are, other news sources that are in print or, other forms of broadcast that come together on this show, and you have it conveniently all in one place for anything that relates to people who are friends and family of returning citizens. So I just, I'm sorry, Mr. Roach, I don't mean to go on too long, but I want to give the number.
Thank you.
It's 202-588-9739.
Thank you. So,
Thank you.
Thank you. There's something else that we want to share with you that we got from Katia Stitt of the station. There's a guy named Ikon Isevit. He's on a hunger strike and has been refusing meals since November the 20th. He's a prison radio correspondent. He is a fighter, a survivor, and a sensitive human being. He has endured terrifying and abusive conditions in Virginia's Red Onion State Prison, which he protested by setting the lower half of his body on fire to protest the treatment that he's been receiving. And Red Onion, folks, I've been going into prisons over 50 years, and what they're doing to this man in Red Onion is off the chain. If you want to contact or find out more about Ikon, he needs to be released from solitary confinement. They sent him from Red Onion in retaliation from the Virginia Department of Correction, and sent him thousands of miles to Indiana. He continues to be subjected to torture known as solitary confinement. He's dying. He set himself on fire to protest, and Red Onion is a prison we talked about several times in the past. Folks, it's one of the meanest places or prisons in the country. We'll take a break. I see you, Mayuki. We'll take a break.
Not me, Mike.
Come on.
Not me, Mike.
Go ahead. You got it.
Mayuki.
Mutual aid, the act of taking care of each other, comes in many forms. One such form is supporting WPFW. At a time when so many are hurting, if you are doing well financially and want to do good, we invite you to give the gift of WPFW. Emancipatory media is truly the gift that keeps on giving. A tax-deductible donation can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org or from Sunday, December 14th through Saturday, December 20th during our pledge drive by calling 800-222-9739. It is your continued support that allows us to do the work of building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
Okay, we'll take our next caller. This is Crossroads you're listening to on WPFW. And, folks, we need your help. This is Christmas. I know everybody's buying presents and gifts, but this is your gift or present to us here at Crossroads that we need to meet our goal, and we need funds to make sure we stay on the air. And this is Christmas. This is the time of year that we do a lot of philanthropy, me and Martine and I, and we don't have any philanthropy. We just give what we got as long as we can. And it's always best to give around this time of year. So keep us on the air. We've been here for 17 years, and you've been supporting us for 17 years. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll take our next caller. Come on, caller, you're on the air. Question or comment?
Good day, Roach.
Hey, man, and Merry Christmas to you, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
This is Rick calling from Germany, and
yes.
I want to say hello to Miss Martine.
And yes.
I want to wish Nikichi safe travels. It is not an easy thing to travel at this point in time. America is struggling with its president and its image around the world as he shuts down aid to other countries. struggling countries, shuts down immigration into the country. It's not an easy time for anyone from America, especially black people, to be traveling. So I wish Nikichi safe travels.
Beautiful.
Yes.
My question for you, Roach, is how many black people has Trump sent out of the country to other prisons around the world?
We've been trying to get that access to the information, and I was surprised to see, and I don't have the paper in front of me, but President Biden, Clinton, and Trump have deported millions of people, over 4 or 5 million each. The number is a little higher. We've been trying to get a correct update on how many people that's been deported, especially black, and it just did something with the Haitians. In terms of they're returning Haitians back to their country, and their country is unsafe, it's disorganized, gangs are running the country, people are being killed, there's no protection, there's no government, so to speak, and they're sending people back who've been there 10, 15, 20 years and said that the country is safe. They can't even get off the boat or the airport or the airplane, there's no place to go. So black people are catching hell, man, all over the world. And that's why we do Grapevine to bring you information about it. So we'll try to stay on top of that, Rick, to get as much information on how many brothers who's being deported. They're doing the same thing up in Seattle, Washington, with the Somali community, how they're targeting different ethnic groups of minorities, and they're just violating their basic constitutional right. There's no due process. And they're thinking about what's going on with the boats. My phone just rung. So there's like the thing with the boats down in the Caribbean. If we get arrested or suspected of drugs in America, you get arrested, you're taken to a magistrate or a judge, and you read your constitutional rights. You have a right to remain silent. These people being suspected of transporting narcotics or drugs, and they're being executed. They're being killed without any due process. So we see due process, the constitutional rights of American citizens are being violated. Not only black, every nationality, as we said last week, a week before last, they came from a neighbor, and I didn't say nothing. They came from a neighbor next door. I didn't do nothing. Then they came for me, and was nobody there to speak up for me. When we see injustice anywhere, we got to speak up for it, man, because when you get finished with the Africans and the Somalians and the immigrants, who you think is going to be next? Huh, they're sending people to Africa from the Caribbean that can't even speak the language. And I understand, we made 2 phone calls to the Homeland Security. Most of these deportees are being incarcerated. When they go back, when they sent to these other foreign countries, they going to jail. For what? This is unbelievable. Are you still there, Rick?
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I just want to thank everybody in Washington, D.C. who helped me when I was homeless, when I was sleeping on the streets and couldn't get into a shelter. Those who gave me boots, socks, gloves, to my beautiful wife who sent me a sleeping bag. I thank everybody, black and white, there in D.C., who helped me when I was homeless. And that's all for me, Roach. I'm done.
Are you homeless now in Germany? Are you homeless now?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay, so you're all right.
I'm well supported, and I'm costing my wife a boatload of bucks. These phone calls are expensive, but the drugs to keep me alive, I'm ashamed to say, she could afford a cook, a gardener, and a nurse for her mother if she cut me off and just sent me back to America. The drugs to keep me alive are just expensive beyond belief. Thank you, Roach.
Thank you, man. I hope your health get better. We've been praying for you, Rick. Keep it up, man. We got any more calls? Mike, we have anybody else? Let me say that we need your help, folks. As Mayuki said at the top of the show, this is a public non-commercial radio that we're doing. And we don't get big sponsors to keep us on the air. So we depend on you, the listeners, to pay or to make donations and contributions to keep us on the air. You don't get information like this on other stations. We've been doing this for 17 years, folks. And folks ask, why do we don't get paid, Martine and I. We volunteer for 17 years. And in that 17 years, we only missed 4 shows and 5 guests have refused, couldn't make it for whatever reason. But it don't make no difference. We go ahead with it. And somebody asks, why do you keep doing it? I don't know nothing else to do. It just keeps me busy. It makes my hair grow. I love saying Merry Christmas, and it makes people feel good. And when I walk out in the street, people say, here's Mr. Christmas. And it makes me feel so good inside. If you gave me $1,000, that would make me feel that good. Oh, yes, it would.
Incredible, Roach Brown and Martine Brown. You're listening to Crossroads. If you appreciate this show that gives voice to the voiceless, it's the only program on WPFW dedicated to stories, struggles, and successes of returning citizens, those reentering society after incarceration. Roach Brown's life is a testament to redemption. From serving time to receiving the presidential commutation, he has turned his experience into a lifelong mission to help others reclaim their dignity and future. His insight, credibility, and compassion drives every show. And you just heard him talk about the different ways that he has helped this community by providing clothes, by providing food, by providing hope. And if this is a show that you appreciate, if you are learning something about how the prison system works or how people can be redeemed and how we have to make it easier for them to come and find themselves back into to society, no, please caller. Support this show. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. We had a really strong start. Mark got us started, and then it just got quiet. I think you're just listening to Roach tell the stories. But if you could please remember, this is the last opportunity for this year for you to support WPFW and Crossroads and Roach and Martine and Nikichi. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Thank you. This is money for his soul and for his spirit being paid for all three of them. This is your opportunity to give affirmation and let us know how much you appreciate the work he does. I know he gets thank yous in the streets, but this is the way he can say thank you on air. We appreciate your show. We appreciate the contribution that you all make on the airways. We learn from you. We are inspired by you, and we appreciate the hope that you give us. 202-588-9739. $400 to go, folks. We can do this, but it requires you going to the phone and helping us getting us started. Go to the website at wpfwfm.org. Become a sustainer. Promise WPFW your $10 parking, your $10 breakfast, your $10 coffee sometimes. Promise us that much a month, and it can make a big difference. 4 of you doing that, we will go over goal. 4 people saying, yes, I will give $10 a month, $2.50 a week. For the great show that we hear from Roach Brown and Crossroads, 202-588-9739.
Thank you. You know, again, this is the time of year that the big prison companies make a tremendous amount of money because folks want to get in touch or stay connected to their loved ones. And we talked about the high rate of the telephone calls and this company that's being sued. Filing bankruptcy because they got separate suits. One of the largest medical suppliers or medical services for prisoners has been sued all over the country because the inmates are dying. They're not getting the proper medical care. And it's the same thing. Every time I turn around, I went to a prison in Maryland, me and Martine, to jail to see somebody. And we had to pay to park on the parking lot of the jail. Then you go inside and you had to leave them. You're going to leave them $50. It costs you $5, $8, or $10 to leave some money. If you send money, you got to pay $8, $10, $12, depending on the amount that you are sending. And folks, they're skimming money from us from all ways.
Every way.
And if you put money in somebody's account, you got to pay a deposit. There's a program going on by the National Industrial Bank of Washington, where they're going to the D.C. jail and around the country, educating folks on how to spend your money, how to open up a bank account, how to deposit your money, how to buy a house or a car, how to build up a credit, your credit history. It's things that these men and women have never been exposed to. So they're learning their ways of how to protect what little monies they have and how to stretch it as far as they can stretch it. But the big, big hitters, it's been said that the prisons right now, they spend over $3 billion to incarcerate the immigrants. And it's been projected by one of the congressmen, or two of the congressmen, that they expect to spend over $30 billion in deporting, extraditing, kicking people out of the country, over $30 billion. And as we said at the top of the show, it only takes but $20 billion to solve homelessness, $40 billion, $80 billion to stop these high college educational fees that a kid go to college, never had a job in his life, and come out of college with all A's, and he got a $100,000 bill, got an elephant tied around your neck, or you got a $50,000 bill, and for the next 10, 15 years, you got to pay this money back. And high education and medical services are free practically all over the world, except here. And these folk are taking advantage of it. And why is it that those who have the least have to pay the most? Those who have the least have to pay the most. And we are with the least who don't have it. So whatever we can do to help, we'll do it. But we need your help to stay on the air. So if you got some money that you haven't spent for the buying presents and gifts, send it to WPFW so that we can keep on stay on the air and keep these other shows besides Crossroads on the air. Folks, this is live news, unfiltered, coming to you straight with no filter on it, and we don't give you no juggy boogie. If we can't tell the truth, we ain't gonna be here. So we don't want no juggy boogie. You don't call it with that jive. If you can help us, help us. Reach under the bed to them old shoes that you got up in the corner or by the pillow, you know, and the money to turn brown. Pull them old brown dollar bills out and send it on over to the station. We need it. They keep bringing you what it is that we say. Go ahead, Nikisi. I'm in Nikisi. Go ahead, Nayuki. I'm looking at you.
He laughed the brown money. And again, this is a man who's all about redemption, hope, moving forward in strength. And again, the phones are opened up. If you would like to call and speak to him, the number is 202-588-0893. If you're calling to donate, he said, you know, get the money to us. Roach and Martine are, as EA state, they're volunteers. They work hard to produce the money. To produce shows that will raise money for the station. They work for WPFW, therefore they work for this community. They work for you. And this is your opportunity to provide affirmation, to give back to them for all the great work they do, to give them affirmation. Yes, I appreciate the information you shared. Yes, I appreciate the fact that you brought this guest or that guest on. Yes, I appreciate all the hard work you do in the community and throughout and share with us. So please, 202-588-9739. Each show is assigned a specific amount of dollars that it has to make in order for the station, in order for WPFW to achieve its overall goal. We can do that, but only with your help, only with your call and support.
And thank you, Mayuki. And thank you for calling in earlier, Courtney. I see you again, young lady. this is, again, this is my time of the year, Christmas. And I don't feel right. And you know what? One year, we took a loan out on our house to get money for our staff. And we paid everybody on staff a bonus for Christmas. And then it dawned on me that I didn't save none of the money for us. So we got all the money. And so Mert was looking at me and said, I know we're going down to shop and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I looked at it and said, we ain't got a dime. We gave it all away. Sometime we give what we got, even though we don't have a lot. It doesn't matter. I found by being in life, being in prison and serving life and being in solitary, I found out when you're hurting and you're hurting deeply and you can reach down inside and give something, your hurt lessens, your spirit grows, and you feel a whole lot better. So if we can spread this Christmas feeling all year long, that's what we try to do. So people, this is our Christmas. We need your help so we can spread the joy and the information and the Crossroads grapevine. Because, hey, people, there's a lot of juggy boogie going on that's hurting us, our people. And if we don't get rid of this juggy boogie, I don't know what to tell you.
And I don't know, just by virtue of the fact that you gave definition to the word jiggy boogie. I think people should make a pledge of support. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. No jiggy boogie here. You know what the value of Roach Brown, Martine Brown, and Nkechi Taifa are. You know the value of Crossroads. You know the value of WPFW. So no more jiggy boogie. Please go to 202-588-9739. We only have 10 minutes remaining, folks. We still need $400. $400, that's, again, we need four people just to do $10 a month. Four people who know the value of WPFW, who understand how important it is to keep it up and running. Please go to the phones, call us now, or at 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, as well as the website WPFWFM.org, or go Cash App, $WPFW. However you do it, please do it. No more jiggy boogie. I can't even say it right, but no more of that stuff.
You know, we just heard a couple of weeks ago, a guy was being wanted by the FBI and the Metropolitan Police, and they put out a $5,000 reward on him. So the father called his son and said, man, look, come here. They're going to catch you. They're going to get you. Why don't you let me turn you in and I can get that $5,000 and take care of the family and we can have us a nice holiday. So they went ahead. The son went with the father and he turned him in, took him to the police station, and they gave the father the $5,000. And the mother them ain't seen dad since. He just took the five and split. So a lot of these were, the situation arises, how critical it is. It's when they put a reward on these folks. Some of the family members of the community say, man, let us turn you in. Let us give you up. We need the $5,000 or $10,000 because then you need money on put on your phone book and we can come to see you. But a lot of times when this happened, it don't work out that way. The kids don't get none of the money. The family member or whoever turned them in splits and take the money. So we're being ripped off and abused every way that you can look at it. So, folks, as Mert said about the boycott, we got power. We can do something. It's up to us. This is the 70th anniversary of the boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. We need your help, folks, because everybody keeps saying if we come together, why don't we come together? Keep saying let's come together. Come together. All you got to do is get in your car, old bus, and come on down.
We want to thank Morris from Reston, Virginia, who says, bless you, Roach. May you have many more Christmases. WPFW has enhanced my life since 1983. Thank you so much. Yeah, we want to thank him so much. So he is listening to Roach. He's listening to Martine. And he's hopefully encouraging others. We've got now 8 minutes remaining. We only need $300. And I believe Courtney wants to share something, Roach.
Go ahead, Courtney. You got it.
1-800-939.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ms. Nancy. That is the pledge line. And the reason why I wanted to thank you so much for letting me speak again, I just wanted to finish my point earlier that investing in a nonprofit is a form of consumer activism because you get the product that you can't get anywhere else, and that is news that is relevant to the listener and a lot of people who really aren't listening right now, who should be, and say, where is the people who are... who are doing activism, and where's the people who are doing news coverage on returning citizens' rights? Where are they? They're right here. Now, if you, the listener, I get that things are hard, but even for the price of a coffee per day, you can make an actual difference in whether or not PFW keeps the lights on and keeps the internet connected so we can bring this broadcasting to you. So whether you are able to, whether you still have a terrestrial radio or you just don't have one in the house, I know you got a computer. So a lot of people are out there listening on the web. That's like some people on Saturday say, heard around the world. So
that's right. And thank you so much, Courtney. If you agree with Courtney, if you understand what she's sharing, please go to 202-588-9739. We only have 6 minutes left, folks. We still have $300 to go. One person pledging $50 a month will get us there. Please don't delay.
Thank you. So as we say, we got a couple of minutes to go. We're going to cut out a little earlier, Mayuki, because we got a song we want to play. So if you're listening, please Okay, this is Roach Brown coming to you live from WPFW Crossroads. Roach and Mertine and Nikichi and Mayuki and Courtney this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Please make them donations. Even though we're leaving, it won't stop you from putting the money out. So get that brown money out of them shoes. Get the brown money out of the closet. And just, hey, we ain't asking for a lot. We just need a little bit to keep us here to bring you information that you need.
$10 a month. Three people, $10 a month. 1-800-222-9739.
Thank you.
Know your power, people. Know your power. Boycott is a very important, useful word and tool we need to use.
You've been listening to Crossroads Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Mertine Roach, Nikichi, and Mayuki, and Courtney. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Tuesday. Remember, your inner voice is never wrong. Merry Christmas. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Merry Christmas. And right every wrong, we need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down, I know this world isn't home.
Julie is taking over Anacostia. From December 11th through the 22nd, Anacostia is celebrating 12 Days of Joy along Marion Barry and MLK Jr. Avenue Southeast. Festive, free events and experiences from the annual Emoja Holiday Market to hands-on maker workshops and live concerts. With a Joy Pass, there will be surprise drops of joy with prizes and treats at participating businesses. 12 Days of Joy and Holiday Magic in Anacostia. Art2Gogo.org for more info.
Fellow members and supporters of WPFW, as you contemplate your year in giving, if you are required to take a minimum distribution from your IRA, please join many of our donors and make a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to WPFW. A QCD can satisfy all or part of your RMD from your IRA, and you can exclude that amount from your taxable income. To learn more about these and other tax-wise giving methods, please visit our website or send us an email at plangiving@wpfw.org. And as always, thank you so much for your continued support.
Sego, this is John Kane, and I want to invite you to join me right here on WPFW on Fridays at 2 p.m. for Let's Talk Native. I will deliver guests and commentary each week on the real-life issues facing Native people. No romanticizing and no Hollywood stereotypes here. We'll talk real history and culture and life as it is and as it should be. Our shows are available as podcasts on your favorite podcast platforms and as videos on our Let's Talk Native TV YouTube channel. Find links and more at our website, www.letstalknative.com. And I'll see you here Fridays at 2 p.m. for Let's Talk Native with John Kane.
Award-winning former police officer and criminal justice adjunct professor Garland Nixon hosts News Views Fridays at 6 p.m. Tune in to hear a refreshing angle on today's state of affairs and other issues other media intentionally overlooked. Find the episodes on iTunes Podcast and Google Play Music. Only on your station for Jazz and Justice, 89.3 FM, Washington.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jam and Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
That's 3.